الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Let's all recite Durud Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Respected elders and dear brothers, Alhamdulillah, we all thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us this beautiful day. And today, Alhamdulillah, we've got two Eids that has been gathered together. One is the Eid al-Adha, and the other is the day of Jumu'ah. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this ni'mah and favoring us with this day. We make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the blessings of this day and all the blessings of these beautiful days of Dhul-Hijjah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this happiness over and over again in our lifetimes. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. As you know, that this month is a month of Dhul-Hijjah. And it is in this month that Muslims from all over the world, they go to Makkatul Mukarramah to perform Hajj. And it is in these days of Qurbani, the days of Eid al-Adha, that we sacrifice, we do Qurbani. So every year when these days come, it reminds us of a prime incident of a great Prophet of Allah, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. The Sahaba, the companions, once asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, O the Messenger of Allah, what is this qurbani? What is this sacrifice that we do? What is this? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim, is the sunnah of your father, of your forefather Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam. So you know, when these days of qurbani, when these days of hajj come, it reminds us of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam and his qurbani and his sacrifice. I'm not going to do the details of it, just briefly touching on that. See, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we all know he's a great prophet of Allah. Great prophet of Allah. He sees a dream. And the dream that he sees is that he is slaughtering his own son, sacrificing his son. And we all know that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he got son when he was around about 86 years old. He didn't have children until that time. Until the age of more than 80 years, he didn't have children. He was constantly making dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi habli minas salihin, Rabbi habli minas salihin, Rabbi habli minas salihin. Oh Allah, grant me a pious child, grant me a pious child. And after many, many years, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a child. And that very same child which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, after so many years, when that child got young, he got young. And we all know, you know, obviously we all love our children. Yeah, we all love our children. All fathers love their children. But it's even more special when a person gets a child in an old age. Right, the old age, when a person gets a child, it's even more special, right? Now just imagine, that very same child, he's got young now, and when a person knows that my child has got young, and he'll be a support to me, what did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam see in his dream? He sees in his dream that he's sacrificing his son. And you know, my brothers, it's easy for me and you to now tell and listen this incident and this story, but just picture that moment, just think about that. He's seeing a dream, and not a normal dream. It's such a dream that, you know, logic-wise, it doesn't make any sense. How can someone sacrifice, let alone a son, but a human being for that matter? He can't even think about that. But we all know the dreams of the prophets are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the revelation, wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when he sees this dream, he narrates this dream to his own son. He says, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. That, oh my dear son, that this is what I'm seeing in my dream. What do you say? ماذا ترى? What do you have to say? Now see, subhanAllah, the tarbiyah that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had done of his child. What did his son say? His son did not say, oh, what are you talking about? It doesn't make any sense. No. He says, يَا أَبَتِ فَعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. That, oh my dear father, whatever you've been instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, go on and do it. Go and fulfill the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very soon you'll find me from those who bear patience. Satajiduni insha'allahu minas sabirin. You'll find me from those who are sabirin, who will bear patience. Meaning you go on and fulfill the order and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, every year we all hear this story over and over again. But what does this teach us? It teaches us a lesson, a very, very important lesson. For me and you. And the lesson is, you know, when we do qurbani, when we sacrifice an animal, remember the story behind it. And obviously we know Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was ready to sacrifice his son, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not want the sacrifice of his son. The main purpose was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was testing him. And obviously he passed his test without any doubt. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced that son with a ram from Jannah. But see, we know this now, that this is what had happened. But when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is going to sacrifice his son, he doesn't know about these things. He doesn't know that this is going to be replaced by a ram from Jannah. He was going and doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordered him. A lesson and a guidance for me and you is, every year when the days of Qurbani come, it's not just about sacrificing an animal. Qurbani means that what have we sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have we done? Is it all about, you know, sacrificing these many animals in this country, in that country, and then, you know, we say, oh, I've sacrificed these many animals in here, these many animals over there. MashaAllah, very, very good, very good. But the main purpose of that is that what have we sacrificed for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have we done it? What have I done it? For example, if I've got a bad habit, if I've got a certain bad habit, I've got a bad habit of backbiting, for example, or lying, or whatever for that matter be. Did I sacrifice that for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If the answer is yes, then mashallah, very good. Remember, we are not told to sacrifice our sons, our children. No one of us are here, Allah told us that you have to sacrifice this. No. We have to sacrifice small things. For what? For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you recall in our last Jummah talk, we started the first few verses of Surah Al-Hujurat. In Surah Hujurat, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. That, O you who have believed, لَا تُقَدِّمُوا, do not go ahead of what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says. What does that mean? It means that whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something, or the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us an order, a command, then we are not meant to say, oh, it doesn't make sense, oh, this is not what should be happening, oh, this is what I think it's right. No, no, no. When Allah says something, we do it. لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, it's where our success lies. You know, unfortunately today we see people, or we hear this over and over again, that whenever we mention about the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the instructions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are quick in, you know, thinking it logic-wise. Oh, does it make sense? Does this make sense? Does this make sense? No. We're not asked to make, yeah, by the way, it does make sense. But we are not here to say, all right, if it makes sense to me, then only I will do it. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us something, we do it. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's story is a lesson for me and you. He is sacrificing his son in his dream. Outwardly, it doesn't make any sense. But he's going and doing it out. He's carrying out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, a short lesson for today, in today's talk is that we sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we sacrifice? We sacrifice our bad habits. Our, you know, the sins that we've got the habit of doing it over and over again, we sacrifice it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we'll see that how close we will get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But just one last thing. See, today is the day of Eid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it Mubarak for all of us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this happiness over and over again in our lifetimes. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. But along with that, we should also remember one thing. Very, very important. See, we will be celebrating the day of Eid with our children. MashaAllah, we should do it. But do not forget, there are many brothers and sisters out there who are struggling. I'm sure you all know about the people of Gaza, Palestine, and all over the world, Kashmir, or wherever they are, Burma, in whatever places of the world, we see so many peoples are oppressed, Muslims. So we don't forget them on this day. You know, they, alhamdulillah, we've got new clothes, we've got food to eat, we've got a shelter to live in. But there, I'm sure you all know the condition. Yeah. So what could we do for them? See, we've got, our hands are tied up. There's only much that we can do. It's not to say that we cannot do anything. We can do many things, right? But whatever we could do, we do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the least that we could do is, we make dua for them. We don't forget them. I'm sure we all can do that. It's not difficult at all. It's very, very easy. And we should take out some time on a daily basis, especially, and we raise our hand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua for them. All those who are oppressed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them ease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant hidayah to those who are oppressing them. And if hidayah is not, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with them in a better way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the best. So we don't forget them. So the day of Eid is the day of Qurbani. And then, you know, I'm sure we all know about the Qurbani, sacrificing an animal. The best is that we do an animal here locally as well. One animal at least. And then if we want to share, if we want to send the shares abroad, we can. But even locally, if we do some Qurbani, we'll get some meat to eat as well. So the days of Qurbani, I'm sure we know this, is today, the 10th, 11th and the 12th. So if we haven't arranged it, we can do it. So we try and do Qurbani as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to act upon this. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Just a few minutes for our sunnats and then we'll start our khutbah inshaAllah.